Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View From Here. I was on my walk the other day. It was a pleasant morning. The July heat and humidity had not yet taken control of the day. The course was over one of my regular routes. This track takes me through Bethelland, through the retirement duplexes on Prairie Avenue, and then across the big parking lot that sits beside memory care and assisted living. I walk it several times a week. On this particular morning, a posse of older ladies was setting out for a walk. When I say older, well, I mean older. This is only an estimate, of course. It is not polite to ask. I would say that the youngster of the quartet was 87. Or thereabouts. They sent the first lady ahead as a scout. Several feet ahead of the main column, the middle two carried supplies for the journey, and the group's chronicler brought up the rear, the best position for observing and recording the events of the trek. They all piloted late model, state-of-the-art walkers, tricked out with handbrakes, carry baskets, and flag holders. I greeted the woman in the lead, the scout, with my best slightly loud, "Good morning." She nodded in acknowledgement without losing her focus on the trail. The supply-packed walkers were next, and they returned my greeting in demonstrative fashion, as they were not burdened with the responsibilities that the scout carried. Indeed, they contemplated leaving the trail to engage me, but the scout shot a look over her shoulder, and they returned to the train. It was then that I noticed something untoward at the end of the train. The lady in the final position had paused for a moment to find a hanky in her house coat, and in doing so, she lost her grip on the walker. Now, that section of the parking lot slopes away to the north, and gravity doing what it does, her walker commenced to walk away of its own accord. As it rolled off, one of the pack ladies recognized the situation and announced that she would corral the stray. Well, the breakaway walker was rolling at a slightly faster pace than the lady chasing it could maintain. There commenced a slow-motion chase from the cement walkway across the tarmac, headed toward the green pastures that border Bethel. The lady in pursuit was losing ground, but definitely not losing her confidence. I do believe that she believed that she would catch the runaway and tow it back to her trail mate. Now, it didn't take long for an objective bystander, me, to ascertain that her desired outcome was not going to be realized. I decided to intervene. I plotted a course that would intercept the runaway walker before it hit the open prairie. Now, in my day, I was quite good at leading a target, good at vectors and velocities. I'm happy to say that, man, I still got it. I broke into a trot, not a pretty sight these days, and caught up with the walker in no time. I confess that I struck a bit of a pose, playing to the crowd, my four newfound best friends, those intrepid trailblazers. The reason I chose to talk about this adventure today is not so much to bask in the glory of a successful rescue, but rather to contemplate how far away I might be from joining a nursing home walker train. I'm 12 years younger than the youngster in that procession, and 12 years feels like a long time. Do I really think I've got 12 good years left? There are days when my hands ache so that 12 good days might be stretching it. And the way the world is going, 12 years might not be a blessing after all. I might very well be talking to you about the nincompoop in the White House just beginning his fourth term. On an average summer day with the temperature sitting at, 108. All of this during the latest polio, measles, COVID pandemic. And then again, I might just take my own walker, handbrakes, goodie basket, flag holders, and all, and join that noble caravan traversing the Bethel Homes parking lot.